Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Houston, standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Already started, Cutler. Joe, I'm Jeremy. 713-780-3776. We'll get to the Stroud-Lawrence conversation in 2 minutes. But first, Troy has a random question for us. And we love Troy. Troy, and I told him he'd be next. If I didn't tell him that, I probably wouldn't go to him. But now I'm a man of my word. If I didn't say that, I would have just left him on hold. Wouldn't have went to Troy. But I said it. I feel obligated. Troy, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's up, Troy?
Hey, Jeremy, I had a question for you. What's going to happen to Sean McDermott? I don't know if he's hiding in the closet or because I haven't seen his picture or nothing on TV or nothing. But if they lose, I don't know what the talk is now. If they lose or they don't win the Super Bowl, I just want your thoughts and see what do you think? Is he fired? They're going to get somebody new? When is it going to happen for Josh Allen?
Appreciate it. It's never going to happen for Josh Allen. Josh Allen's never going to win a Super Bowl in his NFL career. He's too
is that accurate?
Yes. It has been accurate to this point. I am on the right side of history.
So far.
And I believe that I will forever be on the right side of history. Mm-hmm. He is reckless with the football in critical moments. And I feel like he'll always be that way. He has gotten better at it, though, I will admit. I think McDermott is safe. Like, what kind of crash out would it take for them to fire McDermott? Maybe a wild card exit? Maybe, like, their favorite is – maybe they don't win the division. They're a wild card. Maybe they even win the division, but they're still a wild card, and maybe they lose as like a 7-point favorite, something like that. Maybe that's the only way McDermott gets fired.
Like
I think he's safe.
I don't know. Like I guess I would go further, but I think if they don't make the AFC title game this year, when it looks like the Chiefs and Ravens are both going to be out, I don't know. I think it's in play if they don't at least make
division
the
division round exit.
Game.
Yeah, I think it would take a wild card crash out, but maybe you're right.
I wonder more. Would the GM be first in line here? Not getting wide receivers for his football team?
What do you mean? They got Brandon Cooks.
Has he played yet?
I think he did. I think he almost got a touchdown the other game.
Oh, okay.
He had like a foot out of bounds. It was close.
So I wonder
did
if they
still do the archery thing.
Couldn't tell you.
I feel like you have to catch it. To...
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah. I feel like the GM would be first, right?
Don't know.
Is there a path to where ownership could say you couldn't get past the Chiefs, and he loses to the Texans in the first round, and then say, also, you can't get by the Texans, so we're moving on?
I think he's safe. I think it would take a miracle for him to get fired. I really do.
Yeah, I think they would have had to.
I think he's a good coach. I think McDermott's a very good coach.
He would be the first coach hired this offseason if he was fired.
Yeah, he'd be on a lot of short lists. So, I'm a fan of McDermott. I think McDermott does a great job.
Yeah, I would be surprised.
Motivational tactics questionable.
For sure.
But he wins football games. Like I think he's a good coach. Is 10-4 better than 6-5? Imagine Lawrence on the Texans. I don't think it'd be better. I think the Texans' record would be worse if they had Trevor Lawrence and Stroud. And I see what you're doing. Like, you're not giving Stroud the 3 wins that Mills has. So Stroud's not 9-5. He's 6-5 because he didn't start 3 games. I still rather have Stroud than Lawrence.
Yes, absolutely. Is it unfair to cherry pick one game and compare and contrast? Maybe. But if you just look at what they did against the Arizona Cardinals, they're totally different quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence throws 3 interceptions, goes 18 for 30, 3 touchdowns, 3 picks. CJ Stroud, 22 of 29, 260 yards, 3 touchdowns. Same defense you played.
I just have the feeling that Lawrence needs more to go right around him than Stroud does. Like, and that's not to say that Stroud doesn't need things around him. He's not a guy that can elevate the entire team like a Mahomes or Lamar or Allen does at time. Well, at least less so than those three guys. But he is closer to that than Lawrence is.
I don't think Trevor Lawrence, if he has... Like, I think he needs Liam Cohen to succeed.
I mean, his best year was with Doug Peterson.
Yeah, but then they fired him.
And he fell off with Doug Peterson.
Right. But, I mean, if you say that he needs Liam Cohen to succeed, his best year was not with Liam Cohen. I mean, he had a better year than he's having this year without Liam Cohen. I don't think it's a Liam... I mean, Liam Cohen definitely helps him. It's just a better offense, though. It's a better offense entirely.
It's
I don't know if I buy the he needs more help than Stroud, though. Not sure I buy that. Like, I think that the offenses are somewhat...
I just saw Stroud elevate a receiver room we were calling one of the worst in football his rookie year. I haven't seen Lawrence do the same.
Nico Collins was also really, really good in hiding before Stroud. Like, Nico was sitting dormant in the Texans receiver room needing somebody to unleash him. So, like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't say that Stroud was the reason that Nico popped off. You know, I think Nico would have done that with anybody.
Yeah. Fair. But then we can also point to, when did Brian Thomas Jr. go off last year? When Lawrence was out and Mac Jones was throwing the
ball. Right, but Trevor Lawrence's best year, his best receiver was Christian Kirk. Like,
And to defend Lawrence here a little bit, his team leads the NFL in drops.
I think a lot of that is Lawrence, though.
You think the 40 drops?
I didn't say all of it.
Okay.
I do think a lot of it. Like, what did I say that I think that Trevor Lawrence's weakness is? He doesn't have touch. Well, not so much accuracy, because accuracy wouldn't, like, be a... Like, that wouldn't correlate. It correlates a little bit.
A little bit, but more touch.
Like a ball behind a receiver when he's running a drag is a more droppable ball. Like, we heard Stephon Diggs talk about Stroud. Like, Stroud throws a friendly ball, loves how he throws. Like, if you're throwing the ball, like, in the catch radius, but a difficult catch, you're going to have more drops than a quarterback who always puts it in the breadbasket. This is why stats can be very misleading. Also, Trevor Lawrence throws a fastball from 3 yards away. Like, catch that.
I was very nervous he's going to take out a camera.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're throwing a 3 yard drag and you're throwing a fastball right between his eyes, good luck catching that. Whereas if you have a quarterback who has some touch, so, like, yes, Trevor Lawrence is a victim to his receivers dropping balls. I'm not saying that he's not, but I do think that Trevor Lawrence has some impact in his receivers dropping balls.
Yeah, I think outside of Brian Thomas Jr., that's fair, because he seems like he just has the yips this season when he's been out there. He's had so many drops. Yeah, he didn't really have them last year.
I think he's kind of coming on, though.
It's good for Jacksonville if he is.
I mean, I still love Brian Thomas. I think he's a great receiver.
He's someone that already next year in fantasy, I'm seeing if he falls a little bit, trying to scoop up and grab him.
Yeah. Like, he still has a chance to flirt. I mean, there's only 3 games left. He's still got a ways to go for 1,000 yards. But he's coming on, I think. He's coming on.
Well, they've been good since they got Jacoby.
466 and a touchdown last game. 2 games ago, 3 for 87. Like, Brian Thomas coming along. Maybe he's getting healthy. Maybe he's getting healthy from that wrist injury. Maybe we didn't put enough stock in that wrist injury. I like Brian Thomas Jr. I think he's a phenomenal player. A junkie, you guys would take CJ over every quarterback in the league because you're all hype engines.
Nope.
I think we had him outside the top 10.
Yeah, I don't think that's an accurate thing. Yeah. Adjusted completion percentage sounds like a stat my wife made up. Fair. Trevor doesn't mind running. CJ doesn't know when to run. I don't want CJ to run, though. Like, yeah. We always do this. Like, once CJ, when is CJ at his best? Whenever he is in the pocket and he is being accurate and slicing up defenses. What happens when he runs? He gets concussed.
Yeah, and Trevor can get hurt too, but it's a weapon he has. He's athletic.
He is athletic.
Like, you want, like, not
as, and he's big.
Yeah,
hard
not
to bring
as
down.
Reckless as, you know, he was when, you know, he slid late and Aziz crushed him. But I wouldn't want Trevor Lawrence to stop running because he can use it to his advantage. Like, I think that's, to me, that's two very different.
Yeah, I would want Lawrence. If Lawrence was my quarterback, I want Lawrence to run. Yeah. If I have Stroud as my quarterback, I want him to be very selective when he runs.
Yes.
I'm not saying that he can't ever run, but I don't want him drifting backwards. I want him to escape from an A and B gap, and I want him to be very, very smart in how he runs, and I never want him taking a hit.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence, I want him taking hits because that's one of the strengths of his game is running the football. Not so much with Stroud, in my opinion. A capable runner, not like an elite runner. Phillip 68, the Texans win in spite of their quarterback. I feel like that's harsh. T-Law has been on top five every year for wide receiver drops, hence why is his low completion. We just went through that exercise. Somebody said precipice is greater than cusp. I said we're on the cusp of the Christmas party. Mm-hmm. You know what? That's great advice, Junkie. I'm going to start using precipice.
More?
More. I'm going to use precipice more than I currently do.
Okay.
I'm not sure that I'm going to use it more than cusp, but I'm going to add precipice to my vernacular.
How often do you say cusp?
I think I say it pretty often.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I'll have to start listening for it.
Yeah, I appreciate you not listening. We do 15 hours a week together.
Brian, how many times do you think he says it a week?
Brian doesn't listen. Brian didn't think that I say curry favor, and then all of the junkies texting in, like, yeah, he uses that all the time, dude.
Brian listens. He threw his headphones off the other day when you insulted him.
Yeah, that's true. No, I listen.
He's selective listening. I say cusps often. Cusp is very, very much in my vernacular. It's in my it's in my repertoire.
I don't know how often you say it, but
I think I say it pretty often, yeah. But I don't say precipice.
What do you think the number is in a week?
Cusp?
Yeah.
Maybe once a day, maybe five times a week. Okay. Like on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably five times a week.
Okay, so the number at 4.5?
So I'm going to say precipice. I'm going to try to say precipice 2 or 3 times and cusp 2 or 3 times. Right. You know, mix it up. I hate, you know, one of my pet peeves, as I get off my, if I get on a tangent here, I do not like redundancy.
As a word?
No. The word's fine.
Okay.
I don't like when people... I have no problem with the word.
I don't know.
I hate that word.
You never know.
There are certain words I don't like, but,
yeah.
but that's not one of them.
Honestly, precipice is kind of up there for me. Every time you say it,
precipice
like, kind of annoys me.
Really? I don't ever say it. I've just now said it. Precipice hasn't been on my,
maybe it's
my vernacular.
Keep saying.
I'm going to add precipice to my vernacular. As long as they're not two vowel letters back to back, I think I'm okay.
When we get those double vowels, I'm in trouble. Our next 5 weeks or 5 shows together, which who knows when that's going to be at this point, I'm gonna keep track.
I'm going to be locked in
to everything you say.
You're not.
The over-under is 4.5 for cusp, 1.5 for precipice.
Stroud says bro more.
He does say bro
more. Lawrence would be better in our HEB commercials. I don't know about that. Is CJ in your top 10 at this point of the season? Probably 12.
Yeah, he's not top 10.
He is playing. He did play well last game, but bad opponent. We've already covered that. What were we talking about? Oh yeah. Redundancy. Yeah, it's a pet peeve of mine. It's a pet peeve of people who are redundant. I try hard not to be redundant. Like when people say new career high, that annoys the crap out of me.
Because it's just a career high.
It's a career high. Yeah. It's not new. Saying career high makes it new. Why do you need to say new career? That's redundant. There's other things. I'm going to have to start marking whenever I hear redundancy.
When do you hear it most?
See, I'm kind of like blanking it. Like you put me in the spot. Like I'm having trouble thinking of moments where there's redundancy. But there's times when people say things that are redundant. I'm like, that's redundant.
Sometimes I'll hear people say ATM machine when the M in ATM stands for machine.
That's a good call. That's a really good example of redundancy.
That one annoys me.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I think we're on the precipice of really breaking through in this conversation.
You're trying to hit it this segment? I think you already surpassed it this segment.
No, and we'll do this in like 2 weeks when he forgets about this conversation.
You know, I do think about saying precipice whenever I say cusp. We really, really go inside baseball, but I don't have like the confidence to pull it off.
Why?
So you get on the precipice of saying
because
precipice.
I think I'm
going to
screw up
off?
Like a letter, you know? Like I can be a little like ESL at times.
Sure.
Like no. I'm like, you know, I'm not 100% confident that I'm saying it the exact right way. Mm-hmm. But now that it's been spelled out for me and somebody has educated me on the proper way and the proper spelling of precipice, I think we've hit a breakthrough.
Now I feel like I need to hear at some point this year that the Cougs are on the precipice of winning a championship.
Of greatness. RBI or RBIs, we know the answer to that.
RBIs.
I hate when people say hot water heater. There you go. It's just a water heater. Great point. That's an example of redundancy that I do not like. It annoys me. Like we talked yesterday, things that that stick out to me, things that trigger me. Redundancy low-key triggers me. Low-key.
I only asked you if it stands out ever because I felt like I was waiting for you to call me out if I was doing it too much.
No. I've never noticed with you. Jeremy saying new instead of new. Yeah, it's one of those words where I get to going too fast. Oh, first annual event. There you go.
That's a good one, too.
It's a really good one. That's redundant. First annual event.
Some of these I just never thought of. And they just trigger you all the time.
PIN number. That's not one that I would have thought of, but it's a great call.
PIN number?
Yeah, because the N stands for number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not one you really think of because not many people know what the – like, I don't know what the PI stand for. Personal identification number.
You hit it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, see, I guess I never would have – I just – PIN.
Yeah.
PIN number.
Right.
Yeah.
But you don't need to say PIN number.
I forgot it's a. I guess I didn't realize it's an acronym.
It'd be like saying RBI's in.
Jeremy and I will have that argument the day we die.
Well, it's not an argument. It's a matter of fact. It's not opinion.
I know you think that.
There's no thought here. Look up MLA Clearly. Guideline. Look up AP style. They both tell you that whenever you pluralize, there's a word I need to look up. Whenever you pluralize an acronym, that you just add an S to the end.
I think my favorite part is when I'm listening sometimes when I'm not on the show, like I'm filling in for Michael, and somehow it gets brought up and Jeremy just goes right into it.
Yeah. Always.
That triggers me.
Free gift?
Oh, because it's already gifts, already free. Well, yeah.
It's a gift.
Yeah, it's a gift. 30 free.
Does that one bother people?
That one doesn't really bother me. That one's kind of maybe a little bit, you know, out of the weeds. What's your social security number?
Joseph 645.
Who do you think we could get with that?
Lance McCullers and Wasted Money. Lance loved redundancy. Low key can be. I was going to say something, but I forgot.
What else bothers you?
Oh, so much. whenever redundant things happen, I'm going to start typing them in. And we'll have like a moment of, and that'll be a bit on the show. A moment of redundancy.
I think one of the things you said, though, wasn't actually redundant.
Which one?
First annual.
Yeah, I started thinking about that. I was wondering how that was.
Because annual is yearly, but there can be a first time that an annual event happens.
But can it? Well, it's not annual yet until you have it the second time. So I'm not sure it's redundant. I think it's more of a contradiction.
Okay, maybe it's a contradiction.
Yeah, I think it's more of a contradiction than a redundant word. Like, that's not redundant, is it?
Yeah, first and annual aren't the same thing. Right.
I think it's a contradiction because it's not annual yet.
Yes.
Yeah, Google AI says that it's grammatically incorrect.
First annual?
Yeah.
But does it say why?
Because of what you just said.
Contradiction?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a redundant thing. I think it's a contradiction.
And that also could just be wrong. What if you don't do the event again?
Past history and close proximity.
You're kind of locked in at that point.
You kind of have to at least twice.
Smartest segment of radio ever. the end result, that is redundant.
Yeah.
Because the result is the end.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
That's one that wouldn't bother me.
I noticed it in sports a lot. It drives me crazy. You know another thing that drives me crazy?
What's that?
12 midnight, redundant. That is redundant.
Does anyone say that?
I've never really heard.
I hear people say 12 noon sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. It's like noon is 12.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Yeah. I think that's a southern thing.
Maybe so.
It's like a little southern charm, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Oh, when people say here. Like, hey, we're out here at NRG Stadium. That's actually redundant. That's another thing. Maybe that's why I hate it. It's because it's redundant. Like, we're here at the Toyota Center. Like, you see it a lot in TV, like telecast. You see it a lot in broadcast where people are like, we're here at the dike. No, just say you're at the dike. You're being redundant. Like, I know that you're there if you're saying that you're there. You know what I mean?
That's true.
That's they actually teach you that, not to say here. Like, don't say here. Just say where you're at.
We're at the station.
We're at the studios of Gal Media. We wouldn't say we're here at the studios of Gal Media.
Okay.
Yeah, because until you say the other part, they don't know what where here is.
Yes. And it's redundant.
Yeah.
We're here, okay, at the studios of Gal Media. Well, that's...
Now I feel like we should start pulling this.
Yeah, it's going to be a moment of redundancy with Jeremy and Joe.
So, Brian, on your way to the Christmas party, I feel like we're going to hear John say, we're here at Nick's place.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Oh, does he say that a lot?
I don't know. I'm just going to guess.
I think I heard him say it Monday and Tuesday when they were at Golden Nugget.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know I was friendly fire there. My bad.
Well, I don't think it's friendly fire because I think a lot of people do that.
Also, too, is infuriating. Ain't got nothing. People hang up their
the double negatives is something that drives me crazy.
There's some like Oklahomans that like they'll say goodbye on the phone like, well, I don't know nothing.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. I'm still trying to figure it out.
So instead of saying goodbye?
Yeah, well, I don't know nothing. It's like a way of getting off the phone.
Yeah, I've heard that too. It's their way of saying I've run out of things to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like one of those like goodbyes. Like, okay, well, this is the end of our conversation. I know nothing.
Okay. That's strange.
It's not, that one doesn't bother me. It's not redundant at all. It's just kind of like funny.
I just be like,
it's
okay.
It's kind of charming. It's kind of cute.
See ya? What do you say back? If they say, I don't know nothing, where do you go?
I think you're kind of like, all right.
Same?
Yeah, me too. I don't know.
I don't know nothing either.
Guys, I still know what the response is to that.
I'm going to start saying that. I'm going to say that to you, Joe, this weekend when I leave.
I think it's just like, okay. Talk to
well,
you later.
I don't know nothing. Head back to Houston.
Say it to Sean.
Oh, Oh, yeah, because he won't see it coming.
Because he won't know, because he's not listening.
No, he's not listening.
So say it to Sean and see what he says.
Okay,
we'll do. His responses.
Oh, young juvenile, another redundant term. It's a good one. Proper way to say first annual is inaugural. That's a good point. First, okay, that's enough of that. Whenever we notice moments of redundancy, we'll have a moment of redundancy. There's going to be a State of the Union tonight from the POTUS. Mm-hmm. So in honor of the State of the Union from the POTUS, we're going to have a State of the City. That's next. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 97.9 HD2.
All right, tomorrow night we are headed out to the Sportsbook at LaBerge. Friday night. Tomorrow's Thursday. We'll be headed to the Sportsbook at LaBerge in Lake Charles to watch the college football playoff games. It's going to be an absolutely incredible environment. Always a lot of Aggies there for an Aggies game. And while you're there, you can bet 20 leg parlays, your season long bets. You can look at World Series odds for next year. So if you're feeling good about the Texans Super Bowl chances, I think they're plus 1100 last time I checked to win the big game this year. You can do that at the Sportsbook at LaBerge in Lake Charles. They got brand new VIP fan cave sections that's available for bookings, new menu items. The restaurant is now available to all ages as well. So if you bring your family, you can bring them on by for some great food. Plus, you can earn rewards on every wager when you use your Penn Play card, and they offer you that chance to place wagers on all of your Houston area teams. At the Sportsbook at LaBerge in Lake Charles, must be 21 to bet. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
ESPN 97.5. It's Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
President Branham, State of the City. There's State of the Union coming up later tonight. So in honor of that, State of the City. We start, well, it's all sports related. We're not like fixing roads or highways. Although, did you see that there's like paint on all the highways now? On like the guardrails? Did you see that?
No.
There's yellow and white paint on like every major highway guardrail within the loop.
Taking 610 back to 59 south or 59 north to go back to Keywood, I noticed it on that little overpass there.
I just noticed it within the last few days. I don't know when they did this.
You guys go that way, so maybe it's just going that way?
I mean, I've been all
Jeremy
over
Jeremy goes
this.
A different way than I do.
I've seen it on 59. Okay. I've seen it on 610. I've seen it on I-10. We're taking back City Hall. Yeah. So we'll start with the Texans, State of the City. Swarm! Best head coach in the NFL, a quarterback that's on the rise. Nico Collins is doing his thing.
Texans!
An offensive line that is surging. Nick Cayley's an OC that might win coordinator of the year. Greg Popovich's son, Kel Popovich, whatever his first name is. He's doing, what's his name?
Cole.
Cole Popovich? That's not his name.
Yes, it is.
Cole Popovich
is doing wonders. Doing wonders for this offensive line. The defense is swarming. Number one defense in the NFL. Points allowed, yards per game. We're doing great with the Houston Texans. Kyle McNair's being cool. He's going viral.
Never
being left out to dry by C.J. Stroud. Hannah's buying volleyball teams and acting like she's Stephanie McMahon with all of her podcasts. We love what's happening with the Houston Texans. On to the Houston Astros, where Jim Crane's not meddling anymore, we think. A general manager that we trust. We believe everything Dana Brown has to say. We don't think Joe Espada is meh. We think that Joe Espada is a leader of the men, and he isn't corny with anything that he does. Jose Altuve, anti-aging. Yordan Alvarez, never going to get hurt again. Jeremy Pena, congratulations on your engagement. Very good-looking man. How are we not happy with the Houston Astros? We're doing great things with the Houston Astros. The Rockets, one of the best teams in the NBA. You have one of the best players in the history of the game. You have one of the best young duos currently playing. Alpi Shingun, Amen Thompson, one of the best coaches in the NBA that isn't afraid to speak his mind. And we love that in the city of Houston. He's willing to put his money where his mouth is. $25,000 is nothing for Ime Udoka to prove a point. And then we save the best for last. The University of Houston. A football team that is on the rise. Some are saying Willie Fritz is the best-kept secret in all of college football, and I agree. A chance for a double-digit win season in only his second year. The number one player in the nation hitting the gridiron for the Houston Cougars next year, and a quarterback who is committed to returning. And then how could you not love what's going on the hardwood? Kelvin Sampson, one of the greatest of all time. Number 8 team in the country. Some radio hosts don't know where they are ranked in the country, but we do. They're number 8. National champion runner-ups last year and one coming. There is your State of the City. Everything is great in the city of Houston.
I think everything's pretty good for the most part.
I nailed it.
Not everything's great.
Everything is great.
Trash.
Everything's always great. We're gonna, good. I forgot one with the Texans. They're going to start war with the AFC, by the way. I think that's coming. I think war is coming.
President
Texans war in the AFC.
President Branham, I have a follow-up to your State of the Union here.
Yeah?
You get upset with redundancies.
Yeah?
Is Houston Texans a redundancy?
No, I mean, one city and state.
It is city and state.
Okay. I think it's a bad name, but it's city and state.
It's close, though, Joe.
Someone texted that in. I don't want to take credit for it, but...
No, I think it's actually a little bit more accurate. Like, saying you're a Texan, okay, you're from Texas, but whenever you say you're a Houstonian, now you know precisely where in Texas.
Gotcha. I guess the redundancy would be if they were called the Houston Houstonians.
Yeah,
or the Texan Texans.
The Texas Texans, yeah.
Yeah, or the redundancy would be like, I'm a Houstonian from Texas.
Yeah,
that would be redundant.
You couldn't be anything but a Texan if you're from Houston.
Yeah, I mean, it's borderline.
I think there's other Houstons out there.
Well, yeah, it's true.
Okay.
Yeah, thank
you for the will, actually, Joe.
Yeah, Houston's one of the few...
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, technically, you're correct, yes.
Houston's one of the few cities in the nation, though, where you don't have to put the state in AP style. Like, when you write headlines and stuff, like, whenever you have the location, Houston, you don't have to put the state because it's such a big city. Like, New York is that way. Houston's that way.
Chicago, I'm sure.
Chicago's that way. Los Angeles is that way. Like, most towns in the country, you also have to put the state. AP abbreviation of the state. That's not the case with Houston.
I didn't know that.
Now you know.
Learn something today.
Somebody said in breaking news, Houston got rid of the Sabercats.
It's not breaking news.
We annexed them from the city.
That happened a while
ago. We liberated them.
Yeah, it's not breaking news at all.
We liberated them from the city.
Yeah. Plus, they're off airline. Like, that's kind of far.
Tell us the Roughnecks are gone next. They are. The Gamblers now.
Yeah.
They changed again.
What's the volleyball team name? Love B or whatever?
No idea.
No one knows.
They play in the Fort Bend Epicenter.
I noticed you skipped the Dynamo.
I'm sorry?
I noticed you skipped the Dynamo.
Yeah, they're still kicking it around.
Yeah. Thank you.
You didn't mention the Dash. That's very sexist of you.
Damn.
Neither did you.
You didn't mention the women's Houston basketball team.
They're on the rise. Yeah, things are going to get better there. They got a little ways to go, though. I'll be honest with you. But that's okay. First year head coach. They got a turnaround ahead of them. They knew that. Mm-hmm. They'll be fine in the coming years. I have confidence they're going to be very good in the next few years.
Can Kelvin coach both?
No.
No?
I don't think I want him doing that. They could. They'd both be great.
That's a lot.
I don't want him doing that.
That's a big time commitment.
I feel like if he did that, I think it would be sacrificing a little bit of the peak of the men's team. Yeah, you need two different.
I mean, look at
very difficult jobs.
Doug Gottlieb can't coach a basketball team and be a radio host.
They're very hard jobs.
Yeah.
Very hard jobs. City of Houston is redundant. That's a good point. That's a good point. But I think it's like, I think we could nitpick you on that, though. Because, like, the city of Houston's like a government entity. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, they have a, you know, they run things. I don't know. Maybe it is redundant.
I guess it is, technically.
All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. College football playoff starts this week. So we're going to make some bets on the college football playoff. Also, the ACC is a dumpster fire. What's going on there? Not a real conference. 713-780-3776, Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
Back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. Brian around as well. College football playoff bracket. We're gonna pick these games here.
All right.
It's just not against the spread. This is just straight up. And also, I don't bet on college sports. We know that. But I will bet a cold beer, and we're gonna do a cold beer bet here. If that's okay with you guys.
Yeah.
All right, we need a point system here. First round victory, second round victory, third round victory, fourth round victory.
Okay.
One, two, three, four?
Let's go 1, 2, 3, 5.
Okay.
I like to give a little bonus to pick the champion.
Okay. That's fine.
You know, 1, 2, 3, 5. Little bonus to pick the champion. Did I count those right? First round, second round, third round, finals? Yeah, I counted that right. All right, 1, 2, 3, 5. Who's logging this?
I got it. I'm working on it right now.
All right. All right, here we go. We'll just go in order of the bracket. 8-9, Oklahoma, Alabama. It's a Friday night game.
Friday night.
Norman. Norman, a place that I know well. Spent a week out there one night in Norman. Oklahoma or Alabama? Who you got, Joe?
Give me Alabama.
Okay, same. Roll Tide. We should probably rotate because just for the contrarian nature of this, I will. I'll go contrarian here. Oklahoma beat them the first time. Oklahoma's going to beat them the second time.
Okay.
Boomer Sooner. Oklahoma advances.
All right.
For me. So I got the Sooners.
For the sake of your household?
No, she wouldn't care.
Okay.
No, she didn't go to school there. She just grew up in Norman. Second game, Texas A&M 7 seed, Miami the 10 seed. Brian, you go first this time.
I've really struggled with this one. I will go with the Aggies.
Josh Hart, call me him, gig him. Give me Texas A&M over Miami. They survive.
I really
they
need
advance.
The follow through there. That makes it so much worse.
Give me the Aggies.
If you're not watching the stream.
Over Miami, they advance to the second round.
There's not a chance in hell. I'm taking the Hurricanes.
Oh,
bleep them.
Oh,
just because you're mad at Dale.
Notre Dame should be in. Aggies by 30.
Okay, so you got the Aggies advancing. Moving on to the next game, number 6, Ole Miss, number 11, Tulane. Give me the Rebels. I want Tulane to win this game.
I do too.
But give me the Rebels. Rebels will advance.
Same.
Give me Ole Miss.
Easy peasy.
Brian, you're going out of order.
Easy peasy.
No, Joe said it.
I said same.
Oh, my bad. I didn't catch that. I recant. Number 5, Oregon. Number 12, JMU.
It's a tough one.
JMU's Twitter's been on fire.
It's awesome. Have you?
They've been on fire.
The one video.
Is that their official account or
no,
like a fan account?
No, it's like a fan account.
Okay.
But the one where they keep tweeting, Oregon's not ready for this, and it's the offensive lineman running like fades into the end zone.
Yes, very funny. That's the best one.
It's so good.
They can't stop this.
Oregon.
If Brian's running a fade into the end, they can't stop this.
Oregon. Brian?
He's got the Ducks.
You're a traitor.
I know.
I can already see it. You're a traitor.
Everything in my being wants to pick JMU, but I can't.
He's on the wagon. He's a Madison
wagon. What do
you
mean he's a traitor?
He's James Madison's head coach.
In our video game dynasty, I coach James Madison. 2-3 national titles.
I have never been more disgusted than
I didn't
the
bring
last
it up.
30 seconds.
I didn't pick it up. I'm 42.
You called him a traitor because he coaches them in
traitor.
The video game?
He's a traitor. He's been rooting for James Madison for weeks.
I have.
Out
I
loud.
Have.
Rooting is different than picking to win.
Yeah, it's Oregon.
I'll take Oregon as well. All right, let's move to the top left quarterfinal. We have different matchups here. Y'all have Indiana and Alabama. So, Joe, you have Indiana or Alabama advancing.
I'm going to take the upset. I'll take Alabama.
Whoa.
Alabama
okay.
will be favored in that game.
You think they will be?
Well, I have Oklahoma winning, so.
I have Indiana.
You have Indiana advancing. I have Indiana beating Oklahoma.
Okay.
To get to my first semifinal. We'll go top right here. We all have Ohio State and Texas A&M, Brian.
Ohio State.
Oh,
wow. Wait, you're struggling here. You believe in Marcel Reed against that defense? I don't.
Give me the Buckeyes.
There we go.
Game that you can listen to right here on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Give me the magic.
Give me Ohio State.
Give me some magic here. Some upsets.
You going to gig them?
Gig them.
Okay.
You gonna do the Branham
deals? Right.
Just hard.
Gig them. All right. Bottom
so
left.
All these down?
Yeah. Okay.
Number 4 Texas Tech. Number 5 Oregon. My turn. Give me the Red Raiders. They will wreck them.
Yep.
Texas Tech advances to the third semifinal for me.
I will also go Texas Tech.
Unanimous.
Oh wow! I didn't expect that.
I don't trust Oregon.
Ole Miss Georgia. We all have Ole Miss Georgia. I think it's Brian's turn. No, it's Joe's turn.
Okay,
Georgia.
Sick of dogs.
Yeah, I go Georgia as well. McAfee?
No, that is actually an inside joke for Joe.
Who barked?
The commercial. Have you not seen that?
There's
a commercial where you'll see it 1,000 times now that we brought it up. But there's a commercial where a guy's at a board meeting and the boss sits down and she's got a cup with the Georgia Bulldog on it and he starts barking at her saying sick of dogs and it does not go over well.
It is the funniest commercial.
So Sean, Joe, and I have that inside joke.
Yeah, that's funny. I didn't realize
Sean and Brian were barking at LaBerge the whole time we were there.
Every Georgia
that's
score.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
All right, so we're on to the semifinals now. Mm-hmm. You picked Alabama.
Picked
so
Alabama.
Joe has Alabama Tech. Brian and I have Indiana Tech.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe, go ahead.
I'm Tech to the title.
Oh wow, Joe Brian.
Indiana.
I'm going Texas Tech to the title game. Give me the Red Raiders. Wreck them all the way to the championship game. The other semifinal, We have Ohio State, Georgia. Brian and I have Ohio State, Georgia. You have A&M, Georgia. Yeah. So, Brian, you go first on this one.
Ohio State.
I'm going to go with the Bulldogs. Give me Georgia over Ohio State. I have a Georgia-Texas Tech final. Brian has an Ohio State-Texas Tech final. Joe, you have Georgia or you have Ole Miss? Ohio State. Or A&M, I mean. A&M. You have Georgia A&M.
I'm going to go Georgia here.
Okay. So we all have Georgia in the final?
No, I have Indiana and Ohio State.
Oh, I can't remember anything.
Yeah, so we have...
All right, so Joe, what's your final?
We have the same. Texas Tech versus Georgia.
Dang it. All right, who are you picking?
Trying to get a read on who you want. I want the other one.
It doesn't matter. We have different games.
I'll take Texas Tech.
Dang it.
So you want to take... Well, of course he's going to pick
Big 12. Yeah, I'm picking Texas Tech. They're going to win the national title. Wreck them.
Go
They're
going to
throw tortillas. Where's the national championship game this year? Where are they playing that?
Is it Hard Rock?
It's in Miami. Yeah. They're going to be throwing tortillas all over South Beach. They're going to be throwing tortillas all over Miami. And then who are you picking, Brian?
Ohio State
to win it all. So Joe and I each have Tech. That's weird that we both picked Tech. Brian's got Ohio State to win it all. Last place pays first place.
Yep.
Beer bet.
Second place, scot-free.
Second place is like you weren't even there. It's like you weren't even there.
Okay.
All right. If there's a tie, you have to split the beer.
That's fine.
Whether it's a tie for first, whether it's a tie for last, you have to split the beer.
Yeah.
Two straws.
Works for me.
ACC, by the way, not a serious conference. This whole eight-game schedule, nine-game schedule, dumb.
It doesn't make any sense. So you have, 12 teams that are doing... Yeah, 12 teams are playing nine conference games next year.
So five how do they teams, decide who plays eight and who plays nine?
I don't know, because my first thought was... It's going to be the five teams that play Notre Dame.
I think it's the teams that were like in a contract to play non-conference games and they couldn't get out of them.
Yeah.
Or didn't want to get out of them.
And the following year, there's one team that can't get out of a contract. So one team in
would
the
ACC.
Would
be multiple contracts. It wouldn't just be one.
No, there's going to be 16 of the 17 teams are going to play nine games in 27. There's going to be one team in the ACC that plays an eight-game contract.
Which means they can't get out of their four non-con.
Yeah.
Contracts,
yeah,
which is kind of odd. Who's that team? Do you know?
I don't remember what it said, but it's a disaster. You can't have
disaster.
It doesn't make any sense.
You just wait till the 2028 season. Just wait till everyone can do it.
It's so bizarre.
Honest question.
Or pay the buyout to whatever that contract is for your non-conference.
I hope that they get so screwed with their standings. We're like an 8-1 team that is lower in the college football rankings than a 7-1 team.
Yeah,
is playing in their conference title game or whatever. Maybe 2-8-1 teams versus 7-1, or you can even just go like 6-2 versus 7-2.
Or you have the argument of one team 7-1, another team 7-2 because they had to play the extra game.
Right.
And how do you?
I mean, wouldn't it be win percentage?
It would be, but I mean that team would have a legit gripe that they had to play an extra game.
I think it would have to be win percentage.
They're going to announce it. I think it's going to be strictly based off the college football playoff committee rankings.
So they're going to have a 7-1 team that would be out over a 7-2 team if the 7-2 team's ranked higher.
Unfortunately.
I think that is so dumb.
But I don't think it's fair to punish teams or reward teams based on the fact that you can't figure out your schedule because you invited an odd number of teams.
I think it's fair to punish them. You can buy out of the contract. There is a number that exists. You don't want to do it.
If the schools are unwilling to buy out of the contracts, I think that's different. But we don't have that public information.
Well, how else would they not be available to play nine games?
Because
locked into four non-conference contracts that they're unwilling to get out of at least one. And what does it take to get out of a contract?
Money.
Buyouts. TCU, I think it was SMU and Baylor announced that they're going to postpone their games or a game. So it comes down to money.
Yeah, the five teams are Boston College, Clemson, Florida State, Georgia Tech, North Carolina.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird that they can't get out of a game.
And frankly, I guess a couple of these teams matter. Clemson, Florida State, Georgia Tech. Like, I mean, maybe not Florida State, but Georgia Tech was in the mix this year. They say it's due to math.
I don't get it.
That's what Chris Vanini, who is reporting on this from The Athletic, he says that in 2027, it's a math problem. It's not a conference problem.
Well, then how is the math going to improve unless they're adding or subtracting teams?
I don't know. I think the math
wouldn't change if it's
ACC
still 17.
ACC is not a serious conference.
Yeah.
It's power three conferences in college athletics.
Yeah, this is a disaster waiting to happen.
Disaster.
Like, I just don't know how you justify this to your schools in your conference that they might get left out of games.
It's bad luck.
Like,
Maybe they do just do rankings. Maybe that's their top two. Top two rankings you're playing in the conference title game. I think it's bad practice that you're going against win percentage, but maybe that's what they end up doing.
Because one of the better solution here just have been saying, until we can get this figured out, everyone plays eight games.
That's what Brian said.
Oh, was it? Sorry.
Yeah. All Brian said, why don't you just postpone it to the year that it first becomes available for everybody, which I think is a better solution.
And they don't know
but
how
the
do
league
it.
Might not be around then.
That's true.
Jeremy saying he'll go contrarian is definitely redundant. You're ejected for the rest of the show. You're out of here.
He's not wrong, though.
He's not wrong. I just heard a boomer sumer on my radio, Jeremy. That's gross. You clearly don't know Bob Branham. Okay.
Paul?
My apologies. He said Bob.
Do you know Bob?
I have an aunt named Bobby.
Is that who's texting you right now?
I don't think so. No, I don't think she's a frequent listener to Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. She's not one of the dozens and dozens of the listeners of Jeremy and Joe. All right, junkie of the day. Who is your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties are back. And Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action all basketball season long. And Texas is the best place to win on Underdog. Playing on Underdog is so easy. Just pick whether your favorite players or go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, and more. Here's an idea. Don't pick up that value mill tonight. Repurpose that value mill money into Underdog and use the promo code KILLERB, K-I-L-L-E-R-B, and you're going to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. So what are you waiting for? Also, you know what's coming up on Friday? Jake Paul steps back into the ring fighting Joshua, and Underdog is dropping, get this is because they like you, Underdog is dropping a 50% boost to crank up the action. So for a chance to win up to 5,000 times your cash and also maybe a 50% boost to crank up that action, there's no better time to be playing on Underdog. Don't buy that last second stocking stuffer. No! Use it on Underdog. Download the Underdog app. Use promo code KILLERB. You're going to score $75 in bonus entries. Just call me Branham Claus when you pay your first $5. Promo code KILLERB. Underdog. Make picks. Win money.
Must be 18 or older and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms underscore DFS underscore .html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5. This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie.
Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of skeeve junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Oh. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. Brian hanging around as well. Jeremy and Joe. Jalen out there. He didn't say anything to me today.
No.
After he nominated me for Junkie of the Day for giving him space to open his car door. Coming up a little bit later here on the station, Hall of Fame, 8 o'clock, Brad Gilmore and Booker T. Don't let sensational Sherry around him. Comic Cast coming up at 7, and then Destination 2026. Coming up next with our very favorite, Glenn and Davis. What are you watching tonight, Joe?
No Rockets tonight, right? There's nothing going on tonight. I don't know.
What do you mean there's nothing going on?
TV, all the TV shows I watch are off right now.
There's some excellent college basketball.
Keep trying.
16th ranked Alabama against South Florida. Mentor versus protege. Memphis is in action. They're home for number 13 Vanderbilt. Pretty light slate.
Memphis
actually.
Any good this year?
4-5. They play a tough non-con though because they want to load up a non-con because the American schedule isn't great. But no, not really. Yeah, it's kind of a quiet night in college basketball. To catch up on your show's night. Southern Charm's on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Reunion.
Not
Reunion
watch that.
For the Challenge is on tonight.
No. Yeah, I don't watch those.
What do you mean hard pass? You don't watch the Challenge.
I know. Hard pass.
Next season of the Challenge, we're having a Challenge Bowl.
I'm in.
And the junkies can get in, too. If you want to get into our Challenge Bowl, we'll
might
figure
just
something
be
out.
You, me, and Keith, but...
It might be. All right, who's your junkie of the day?
I'm going to go Michigan State here. Tom Izzo announced he's retiring, right?
Yeah. You know what their football practice facility is called?
No.
The Tom Izzo practice facility?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
I guess he paid for it?
I think they did it in honor of him.
Well, it's easy to pay for stuff when, even though you're retiring, you get a raise.
Like when he's retired?
He just got a raise for his contract this year.
So the final year?
His final year, they gave him a raise.
That's fine.
But You don't got to do that.
What's wrong with that? Yeah. It's a sign of respect. He's been great for them.
You don't need to do it.
I disagree. That's a sign of respect. It's a class act. I tip my cap to Michigan State for that.
I really just want you to go.
I'm going to nominate this tow truck driver who towed away a car with a four-year-old inside of it.
Yeah.
That's not a good look. And then I also nominate Brian whenever he was filling in for Michael Carroll and he did this A&M Jacksonville promo.
This Sunday, your Texas A&M Aggies hit the court to take on the Jacksonville Dolphins. Game coverage begins Sunday at 5:30 on your home for Texas A&M Athletics, ESPN 97.5.
Great read. Brian thinks I'm going to make fun of him. He's giving me lasers through my face. That's a great read. The reason that you're the junkie of the day is your excitement for college basketball. Give me that excitement for college basketball. Brian's a junkie for college hoops. Brian, I'm a junkie for college hoops, too. That's why I appreciated that read. The Jacksonville Dolphins. Yeah.
It's just the way you said Dolphins.
Dolphins.
I don't believe Jeremy for a second.
It's just the way he said
my junkie for college basketball.
My nomination was going to be redundancy, but it's now for Jeremy being a liar.
I'm not lying.
Yeah, you are.
I love the excitement that you faked in that read. I'm not being a jerk.
Let's get to the soccer show.
What do you mean? I like the excitement. I think it was faux excitement, but it's excitement nonetheless, and you're a junkie for college basketball. What wins?
Or the tow truck driver.
Not Brian. He's the biggest junkie for excitement of college basketball.
All right, Brian wins.
Brian's the winner.
Come on, we're over.
Brian wins it. Brian's annoyed with me again. Twice this week. All right, does it for us. Thank you, Brian, for your terrific work today. You were great. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Destination 2026 is coming up next on ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2.
ESPN 97.5.